He winced. It was clear to me that the pain was coming back, just like he'd wanted.
"Too much," he said. "She gives too much."
He gasped now and closed his eyes. I must have been rather stupid that day because I didn't get what he meant right away. "Too much what?" I said. Harry opened one pain-bleared eye.
"Morphine,"
he whispered. I felt like a great shaft of light had hit me. "Overdose," I said. "She kills by overdose. And in a place like this, where it's actually almost her job, nobody would question it." "Why, that's..." Harry squeezed my hand again, and I stopped babbling.
"Don't let her,"
he said in a hoarse voice with surprising strength.
"Don't let her dope me again."
"Please," Deborah said, in a voice that hung on the ragged edge. "What are you guys talking about?" I looked at Harry, but Harry closed his eyes as a sudden stab of pain tore at him. "He thinks, I started, and then trailed off. Deborah had no idea what I was, of course, and Harry had told me quite firmly to keep her in the dark. So how I could tell her about this without revealing anything was something of a problem. "He thinks the nurse is giving him too much morphine," I finally said. "On purpose."
"That's crazy," Deb said. "She's a nurse."
Harry looked at her, but didn't say anything. And to be truthful, I couldn't think of anything to say to Deb's incredible naivete either.
"What should I do?" I asked Harry.
Harry looked at me for a very long time. At first, I thought his mind might have wandered away with the pain. But as I looked back at him, I saw that Harry was very much present. His jaw was set so hard that I thought the bones might snap through his tender, pale skin, and his eyes were as clear and sharp as I had ever seen them, as much as when he had first given me his hairy solution to getting me squared away.
"Stop her,"
he said at last.
This ends.